We find ourselves living out moments in history every single day. So I have decided to create a virtual time capsule to document a small part of that history. Harris Jason, a first year at the University of Pittsburgh, talked to me about friendships during quarantine and the transition from high school to college. Listen now to our conversation from July 23rd, 2020.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I went to do some more college shopping this morning. Not fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. How has quarantine been going for you?
Quarantine's been, it's been okay. It was hard at first. Never like been home for so long before. And like the lack of interpersonal like interactions, I guess. And like over time, like start getting better, start going outside more because gotta get that those sun rays in. And then eventually started like coping with it, and then I started like seeing people like in person, obviously like socially distant, because you have to abide by those guidelines now. But now like I'm good with it. I would never go in public, like go to the beach a lot now, so gotta keep my distance from people. So
besides like hanging out with people, going to the beach, what have you been occupying your time with?
Stressing about college. I mean, there was a short period of time where I was still doing school. So I'm getting, I was like occupied by doing all that schoolwork and making sure I did not fail any classes so I could pass high school properly.
A throwback though. High school. All right. This is kind of a big question. Today is July 23rd, 2020. Right now, who are you?
Okay. I guess we'll go a little deep here. I am a Jewish American Jew, however you want to say it. I mean, people say like one means more than the other. I think I say Jewish American more. I'll say Jewish American. Okay, I'm a Jewish American in today's society. 17 years old, even though I look older than all my friends that are 18 years old. And I am going to be moving on to the next chapter of my life that, like, I'll be, like, on my own, really. I'll be in college. So, really, I'm a Jewish American that will be entering, like the quote-unquote, the real world. Because, like, I've been so sheltered. I was so sheltered in a sense like of facing reality. Like I haven't faced like real anti-Semitism. I haven't faced real anti-Zionism. I haven't faced like any of that. I faced like a little bit, and it's obviously all still real, but I haven't really like faced it to me personally. I know that like on all these college campuses, like there are gonna be some people that will like have flyers or anything. I am someone who has just really been like living life without, I'd say like without fear, really, like about like my identity and the real world. And like if you ask me this question in a year from now, like I may say like I'm a Jewish teen that is like constantly facing hate. Like we don't know like what'll happen in a year from now. Right now, I'm a Jewish teen that is yet to face the real world, that's living in a world that is still physically sheltered, so not like emotionally and mentally sheltered, like quarantine, that is ready to burst out of its bubble and like just experience everything that I've been growing up looking at. And I am someone, actually, I guess I'm a lot of people. I am someone that is also like friendly and eager to stay in touch with my friends that I grew up with. I'm someone that cherishes connections. And again, this is all me today. So like maybe in a year from now, I will be that antisocial kid that hates everyone, which I highly doubt will happen. And like people like also like show their true colors through this. I guess I'm bouncing around right now, which I apologize.
It's okay.
So like like I'm that person that wants to just like keep contact with people and I'm a real person. I don't like I'll tell you like straight up how it is. Like if I see that you're like being fake to me, like I'll tell you like look, like you're being a fake friend right now. I don't appreciate that. And like let them think about it. Yeah, so I'm a Jewish American that's ready to go into the real world. I'm a friendly person who wants to cherish connections. And I'm a real person overall. And that's me today. And I mean, I guess you can say I'm excited to see what I'll be like next summer. Like if you ask me this question, July 23rd of 2021, like we'll see what happens. But And that's me. Now that I just touched on the fact that like people like, they like just cut off like communication. Like it's just so frustrating. Like you think you're so close to someone and then like you're not. Like someone just texted me yesterday and they asked me, I'm not gonna say names in this story. And they asked me, like, how did we meet? How did we come so close? And it's like I joked on for a second and then I realized it was like an actual question, not like a joking question. So I gave a real answer and they were like, that's what I thought. And like, we talk a lot and we known of each other for a couple years, but we didn't really get close until Labor Day weekend. So yeah, I guess the hint is someone in USY. And like, we just like clicked and like, hopefully like we still have this connection going into college. I mean, it'd be great if we did. And I want that, but I don't know if it's reciprocal, but at the moment it seems like that. Right. But the reason I asked like why asking this question? And they told me because they're talking with someone else and they're talking about like, oh, like who they think they'll stay in touch with, like after high school, after the summer, like going into college, like who do they see themselves like still talking to in 4 years, right? Or 5 years. And when the person that texted me told this to the person they're talking to, they were surprised okay, I'm gonna use some like things. So person A asked me this question. Person A is talking to person B. So person B was surprised the fact that person A mentioned me. As someone that they think, and that they hope, will still stay friends with in a few years. And it's a little annoying, because, like, I see myself doing that, and so person A was upset with person B because they were like, "Well, why don't you think that? Like, why don't you think that we'll stay friends?" And they're like, "Well, I didn't realize you guys were close like that." Well, like, not everyone has to go out in the world and be like, "Oh, I'm friends with Harris Jason." Like, I don't need that fame. I don't need the popularity. Like, yeah, it's nice. It's a luxury to like be known, right? But at the same time, it's like I don't need that. And so yeah, when I know like who person B is because they told me who they were talking to, and I was a little upset person B said that because we were close for a period of time. And like, yeah, like things happen. We don't talk as much. And like we phase out. But it's like, if you're just so confused by it, like maybe like talk to me more. See like what they're maybe quote unquote missing out on. And like there was a period of time where me and person B like we're close, right? And then just phases out. That's my little rant right there.
I think it's really interesting that the last couple of months and like being in quarantine before going to college has given a lot of the people our age time to basically like take intake on who their friends are and like who they're planning on being friends with in the future. I feel like a lot of people have been thinking about that, have been talking about that a lot. But I think you're probably the first person who has like actually put that into words, like that experience. Do you feel like you're doing that for yourself?
Yeah. I think this goes for like basically everyone that's our age going into college in the fall. I'm like pre-corona, like everyone thought like, okay, like senior year, like prom house, like whatever, like I think just fly by as if it's like any other year. And they don't have time to sit down, like really reflect, like, okay, like I'm going to keep in touch with this person in college and not this person. Because everything's so fast, like you don't really have time to just sit down with yourself and be like, okay, like I want to talk to these people only. But now that we all had a quarantine and like we all like had time to sit down and think, and I told some other people before, it just shows who your real friends are. Like I learned from high school even who my real friends really were, because only a few people still talk to me today. And it's upsetting because I thought I had this close relationship with certain people in high school, and I don't. At least it's only a one-sided thing. And it just bothered me because throughout high school, like, we were like, we always talk, we had all these classes together, like me and these people, and boom, just gone.
Yeah. Do you think there are things that you're learning about yourself through quarantine?
Yeah. I learned that I'm, as much as I'm an extrovert, I'm very much introvert. Because before quarantine, like the only thing I wanted to do was just get out of the house and just see people and hang out. And then when quarantine first started, like all I wanted to do was just stay inside, not see anyone. And like, yes, like I was out to text and FaceTime them, but I didn't really want to like get out until I learned like I had to get out for like my mental health. But I learned like myself and anyone is vulnerable to like, just like that, like being an introvert. Like as much as you're an extrovert, you can just right away become someone like you're not. And I learned about myself. I didn't think that transition would happen so quickly, but it did. I learned that like at the same time, I'm also more outgoing than I thought I was. Like I thought I was outgoing a couple years ago when I first started meeting people at IC. But now I learned that even more, the fact, because like even when I was trying to like find a roommate for college, right, I was always the one reaching out to people. As much as I post in the Facebook group or in group chats or whatever, it's always me reaching out to them, not anyone reaching out to me. So I learned I'm also a lot more outgoing, and the goal is to really translate that into college and not be that weird extrovert who's like overly excited to meet people, but like I want to be that extrovert who's like who just wants to be out with people, but I don't need to like be friends with literally everybody, you know?
What has been the weirdest quarantine trend?
I'm like blanking on them right now. A lot of like, actually, I wouldn't say weirdest. I think I would say this as like a cool trend, only because I watch TikTok so much. People like have been like buying like buses, or like making their own like she shed or like guy shed. I don't know. Like they build their own like sheds, like maybe like houses. Like a couch, fridge, or like a mobile home on a bus. They take a school bus and like they empty it out and make their own like little house in there. And these are pretty cool. It's a cool trend. It's a lot of money for these trends. But like, if I could like knock down the shed in my backyard and like build it myself, like renovate it and make it like cool, have like a TV, I put like some fans in there, or whatever. I think that'd be so cool. But like, I'm going to college, and like, there's no point in making it. Like, I think that's like a cool slash weird trend. Like, all of a sudden, like, everyone's like a handyman now. Like, before, like, they like knew nothing about like building like anything, and now they're experts. So I think that's like cool.
There was someone in my, I can't remember if it was Gov or Econ class, but there was someone who was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to buy a school bus and turn it into a house. And my teacher was like, what? And she was like super into it. It was kind of funny. And then I keep seeing those people do those bus things too. So,
yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to share, that you want to talk about, that you want to tell the listeners?
Just like be yourself with people. Don't try to change who you are to fit their standards. If they don't accept you for who you are, then like, they're not meant to be your friends. We're meant to just be in your life, period. Let's keep making those connections. And like I said earlier, like find like your real friends. Don't like you don't want to find out that like they're not actually your friend. Like after sitting in your house for like 5 months, wanting to see this person, and you find out they don't actually want to see you. So it's only like one way street. It's like make the right connections, be yourself, and live life to the fullest.
I like that. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
I'm telling
not
you.
Like I like talk to you like all the time anyway.
Well. Yeah. All right, I'm going to turn the recording off.
Thank you so much to Harris Jason. Also, thank you to Ben Miller for writing the music, and to Ben Bromberg-Gaber, Aliza Bromberg-Gaber, Mimi Cantor, and anyone else who has helped make this possible. That's our show. Don't forget to be kind to the people around you.